Blog Talk Radio. Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
We on again once a week on the Black Nation Task Force radio show with Brother DeWater, Brother Mahale. Y'all both on?
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Greetings.
Yes,
greetings.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Brother Drew.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Brother DeWater. How y'all?
Go back over something that we studied a long time ago. We did this, but each time we do it, you know, we gain a little more knowledge and a little more knowledge. When this happened, I guess it's a coincidence or a coincidence. It was happening February 14, 1962. I was a sophomore in high school. And when you're a sophomore in high school, you don't know a damn thing about some stuff that's going on. And if you didn't study like we studied, you still won't know anything about it. And you have to be done this in the 10th study to gain this knowledge that we're going to talk about today, because most people don't even know anything about it. And you got your paper there, Brother Mahal?
No, no, I'm actually at a work site, but I just got my computer. But nonetheless, I want to let you know that was some pretty potent executive orders I got to look over, because some of them I was familiar with, and there were some that are like some of the new stuff you had in there.
Yeah.
So, and in other words, they ain't playing games with nobody.
And see, this has been going on 62. That's over 50. That's a lot of years.
Yeah, but then take it back to what you was talking to me about with the Anglicans and all of them, you know, and how they were actually running what they were running, and.
Yeah.
I didn't see the language use executive orders. You see what I'm saying? But nonetheless, they were still holding sway and a reign of power and control over the people at large.
Right.
And right now, it's not a question of people are beyond the point of not wanting to be not wanting to be disconnected from this system. And it's part of it is it's all they know. But the other part is, yeah, they're very, very, very dangerous in terms of what they actually mean to people like you and I. And we're not after them.
Yeah.
You know, we're not after these people. We're not messing with them.
I realize a whole lot of stuff. If we go back to 1620 Jamestown, Virginia, the Angelicos, which the national religion of, we're going to tell a story, which is the national religion of America, is angelic gospel Christian. He took the teaching of the Western Church up under the high church, low church, and the broad church. That's the first thing that you got to not understand. The Angelicals kicked the Catholics out of America. At one time in history, everywhere that they conquered the land and the people, it was the Catholic priests on there, and it was in the name of the Catholic. The Catholic Church owned all the land that they explored and conquered of the people. Anywhere anybody had an expedition, the Catholic Church was in charge of the land. Now, when the Pope was dethroned in France in 1798, this marked the loss of temporary power of the world. Now, when we followed it all the way up until John F. Kennedy, he got into become president. When he became president, that was the first Catholic president. Biden is the second one, but they excommunicated him. But we're going to talk about Kennedy. You got three functions here. When he got the presidency up under Catholicism, and he was with the Catholic Church, the mafia, which you don't hear nothing about no more, and the syndicate, which was very powerful during the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, and they powerful now. That they disguise now, but they was mafia and syndicate. You can see that the mafia and the syndicate was finna take over, back over control of America until the Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons, which is the Great Seal, they stepped in and assassinated this boy. This is the first time they had a Council of Foreign Relations. This is when you can see these three warring people came in for the simple reason the executive orders that Kennedy had wrote in 62 would have put complete power back into the Catholic Church at that time if he had a will. It's a group of people called Liberty Lobby. It's an organization dedicated to American freedom. They sent a pamphlet, which we're going to quote the following from. which somebody ain't never heard of. The federal register is the most powerful doctrine printed in the United States today. This is what Kennedy put into to action. What appeared in this column as notification of official president act assume the power of law. No congressional authority is required. There is no review by the judicial system. Executive orders are laws made by one man, the president, and whoever he's representing. In this case, he's representing the Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons. Through certain executive orders, it would be possible for one man to completely ignore Constitution, the authority of Congress, and the will of the people, therefore implanted these executive orders. Complete dictatorship can be exposed. These orders have already been put in place September 1960 by the late President Kennedy. At first glance, they say, these orders seem to enable the United States to prepare and strike back in the event of a nuclear war, because they thought they were going to war with Russia at that time, a nuclear war. But this ain't what it was all about. This was about the takeover of the New World Order at that time, and they realized this. These executive orders, we don't go over them one at a time. Now,
and before you say that, we're at the same precipice right now with what's happening with Eastern Europe, Russia the head of it, and Western Europe, and the focal point right now, the kicking the ball on the soccer field right now, which is Ukraine. So Belarus, tactical nukes, all these things are in play, and you remember. So it's almost like there are three heads on this eagle. You've got the Western. Meaning the United States, and as such, trying to be the center, the main one. And then you have what is Western Europe, okay, representing whatever particular schools of thought that they represent. And then you got Eastern Europe. And remember, that was still all Catholic. However, they called themselves Eastern Orthodox. So now we've got this as it was mentioned in the Tanakh. I mean, not the Tanakh, the Apocrypha, when it talks about this eagle with three heads, and it's like, okay, let's go back and look at another way to view this eagle with three heads. And it talks about how this entire bird is going to burn up. What head is going to collapse within after the first two heads are gone. So, so go ahead and continue, because all we're looking at is how they plot and plan and scheme their own demise. That's what you're reading. You're about to read this, how they is putting this together to do what they're going to do, because our lives mean nothing to them. You know that, okay? So it's not a big secret. They ain't messed up over the fact that they can come and mess off a half a million people or a couple of million people, and that's it. It's a wrap. They don't care. However, when this is flipped back on them, we're going to see on their way out how much rage and hatred they actually had and hold for us and against us, that we really, it's very hard to wrap our minds around, because we don't exactly know individually or collectively as a group of people that level of rage and hatred. We still don't get it yet. But go ahead, bro.
Yeah, and you can see. And the Bible gives you, if you know the Bible codes, the Bible gives you a hint on what's going on. One of the key things in the Bible, you read Jesus had a government on his shoulder. Okay, now we're dealing with a government. At that time, it was a Roman government. At that time, when Jesus had this government on his shoulder, it was a Roman government. Well, it was up under the eagle, red, white, and blue. Well, you up under this government right now is the eagle, red, white, and blue. All European government is red, white, and blue. That's Russia. We're dealing with Russia, yep. Germany, Great Britain and the United States.
They're all using those colors.
In prophecy in the Bible, where you get your clue from, it say where you see the eagles gather, you'll see
the carcass. That's where the carcass is.
Right, and then it also tell you you'll see a eagle with a snake in its mouth, a serpent in its mouth. Well, that's Mexico. Mm-hmm. That's Mexico's logo. Let you know.
Right, and do you know that's also on the Russian flag too, where it's not the snake, but they're standing on the back of what is supposed to be a winged serpent, i.e., maybe a dragon. And it's like, wait a minute, whose symbol prior to their rise to power? Who was using this symbol? So they try to tell you and I is the Tartarians. That is the flag of Tartary, which was also in the United States. So everywhere together, you look to see what's going on. So here it is, they gave us this weird, interesting story about slavery, and yet you got all of these Caucasoids over here. They are descendants, most of them, of these Eastern Europeans back in the day while we had a civil war going on. They had a civil war going on over at around the same time frame and found themselves in the hands of the Turks and everybody else, the Saracens, who are now called Arabs today, these other fake people calling themselves Berbers, all this kind of stuff, and they were also being sold here. They had Slavic and Slovenian names. They didn't have names like Robinson and Green and Brown and all that. That wasn't their names. That's our names, okay? Unenslaved, okay, if that be a word. And here it is, the rock of their salvation sold them. So now they got the story where our rock of salvation sold us. Is like we need to go back and question that narrative. Okay, because who sold who? Because when you can look up in history and find why all these executive orders are in place and who are they designed to protect, that's the ultimate question right there. By whose authority, who authorized this, and by whose authority? Why is this being done? Why are they doing the economy the way that they're doing it right now? Go ahead.
Yeah, if you go down to 720 Hardwood in Dallas, and it's in every town got a 720. You see a grand, big, beautiful building down there with two eagles on it, which is the Doublehead Eagle Mason Temple. The Doublehead Eagle, that's significant, but you know you got different kind of Mason. This is Doublehead Eagle Mason sign down there. Doublehead Eagle Mason. So you had to understand who these people was. When you go back in this history of Magog, Gog, Tubal, of Japheth's children, which would be the Germanic tribes, you don't see nothing but walls. Killing and walls.
And you know that double-headed eagle, or that phoenix or that bird is also on the Russian flag. It's prominently displayed on the Russian flag and other. And look, we back to that again. Go ahead, bro. I'm not. You know, I'm just saying. As soon as you start talking about that, that damn symbol is plastered all over the place. It's everywhere.
Right.
And the guy who they said was supposed to be murdered up there in Minnesota. Floyd, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about. He on his chest had a double eagle, black double eagle, tattooed on his chest. Why? Who and what was he?
Yeah. And see, if you're reading in the Bible, they give you all of these clues of what kind of government to look for, like we're looking for right now to see. If you go to Revelation 13, 11, and 17, and Revelation 13, 16, and 17, it tells you this, but you got to know how it's rolling fast. It says he calls all, both small, great, rich, and poor, free and bound to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell save him had the mark or the name of the beast or the number. In Revelation 13:11-17, it is the second beast, which is America, who causes both small and great, rich and poor, to receive the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go back to the Sunday legislation when the pastor came back in power. He got rid of Shabbat and put it on you on a Sunday legislation. You can also see that the mafia and the syndicate pay tributes to the Pope. That's their boys. And the Pope protects them because they pay tribute to them.
And to show you how much juice that this so-called Pope has, look at, again, beyond the double-headed eagle, the three-headed. So now you have the three major religions here recently, the two, kowtowing to the Pope. You have the top rabbi who goes to see him.
Right.
And you have the top sheikh, scholar, mullah, imam, mufti.
Right.
They're going to see this guy. And it's like everyone's going to see this guy. That means that what? They're on one accord, and they're all singing off the same sheet of music. All of them.
Right.
But the difference is what they played the world up. And in the world's eye, oh, no, we ain't really the same. We're the same. No. Hold on. The schools of thought that these people are subscribing to, which is why people like ourselves, it's very hard, because we've done it, to go to some of these places, these churches and all these places and lecture, and people who want to think they want to stand up and challenge us, it's very difficult for them to try to do that because, one, we don't fit into anybody's box. And I never really thought about that we didn't fit into anybody's box until we started attending different functions and hearing the level of information or the rebuttals or the challenges, you know, and then it's like, well, no, you have to be familiar with this. And then when we hit them with something, then you see their eyes open wide like, well, okay, this guy just mentioned, Brother Duarte just mentioned something, Brother Cohen just mentioned something. I'm not familiar with that source. And you're right, they're not. And we mention it in a way to say this argument can't be, not with me, because I'm familiar with a source of information that somebody else is not. Hey, what do we usually say about when it comes to the military, especially when you had the same old school drill instructors I had? What do they say? All right, y'all, listen up and settle down, okay? In such and such a time frame, you will still be somewhat of a civilian, but you'll be dressed in military clothing, but you will still be somewhat of a civilian. When it comes to this type of training or boot camp or whatever they call it, okay, they say, I know what it's about and you don't. So listen up and learn.
Right.
And, it's and up to it, what we are doing is bringing back that old school school of thought, mannerisms that we know work. And it's like I'm seeing it across the board. And so many of the women are out there. They're putting up a fight. And a half, they're various different ages, and they just refuse to, you know, you tell them a lot. You know, they say, well, how come you living like this or this, that, and the other? It's like, you know what's coming, right? You see, did you hear what they say? Oh, I don't care about, okay, well, then you on your own. You're not having somebody ride with you like that, but then they're claiming they want loyalty. The same as with these people who then, these people who have crafted these executive orders and as such that you're discussing, they're not asking for your loyalty. They are demanding and enforcing that you have loyalty to them, period.
And see, we can go back to Protocol 10 where it says that they would make the American people ask for this kind of government. America, let's look at America.
That's in the protocol. America. That's right. As a matter of fact, you will ask for your oppression. You're going to ask for it. You're going to beg for it. What did Ronald Reagan say to show you that it's in line with these protocols, okay, and these executive orders? When he was campaigning for, what's that guy's name, Barry Goldwater back in the day, And he did that speech. That's why I posted up on the Facebook group page. So he says, you know, you got those who say that they would much rather, what does he say? Beg on their knees than die on their feet. You know, and then he asked the question, and that was during Barry's Goldwater's days back in, I want to say that was back in the 60s. You know, Ronald Reagan was acting somewhat as a spokesperson for him, campaigning for him, I should say. And all of the terminologies that he was using, it was to let people know how things were being labeled and where do you exactly stand in all of this. And now it's like what the protocol already said. They see everyone as cattle. Right. They see everyone as a mob, which means that in order to be classified as a mob, that means that you don't have any standards.
Right.
Right. And then because they are not even classified anymore as people or human beings, they're not even called that anymore. You know, you are such and such. No. You've got all these labels, and which means that they have no problem slaughtering you, no different than what they do to the animals in the slaughterhouse. This is where we are right now. We are beyond trying to lecture the people right now. It's because all that has needed to be said is done. All we're doing is just adding little reminders here and there to bring it back.
In the protocol, you have what they call the funeral rites. The funeral rites is stuff that's already been put in place. They call it the funeral rites. Now, when we look at every country, major country that's in the world as we speak, America is the only country that dictatorship. We're surrounded by all of South America's dictatorships, you know, Mexico.
Right.
All those countries are dictatorship. Canada, everywhere you look, it's dictatorship all but America.
Everywhere, Brazil, all of them.
Right. And see, the people, protocol say, in America will ask for the government, meaning asking for government assistance, to take you over. Well, we already doing that. Why you think you're getting all this free shit from the government? Ain't nothing free.
We were talking about this. Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit on there, because all of this still tie into all the executive orders, which is a complete and total takeover. So, yeah,
right.
These people out there, you remember they were doing what they call the Obama phones. Well, now they're not called that anymore because he is, quote, unquote, not the president. So I walk, especially in the poor neighborhoods, that's where you see these phones that get cellular, built-in cellular, and they get these phones, and it's like, yeah, this is free. And check this out. You figure it should be for those who make very, very minimal amount of money. I walked over to a guy about a month ago who was over in the Oak Cliff side at Walmart. They were set up on the little side over there, and I asked the guy, I said, "How do you qualify for this?" You know, and he says, "Well, you can't make no more." He said than 60. I think he said $65,000. So that right there took my mind and said, "Okay, seeing this guy set up in the neighborhood where he's at, you would wrongfully assume he's just here handing this free phones and stuff out to poor people."
Right.
Which means it's got to be, what's included is what you just said. They're handing out free stuff they want. Everyone connected by any means and all means necessary.
I'm doing a lot of stuff
right now. No matter how much stuff they're adding into it, you got hackers who are already in the midst of all of this high-tech stuff, and they're high-tech. So guess what? I'm in class right now taking more advanced cybersecurity training as we speak. This is what I've got going on. So even some of my Saturdays have been kind of curtailed because now we have a whole new level of hacking, ransom, just hostile takeover, but they will tell you and I in the news it's Russia or China. Or maybe North Korea. They're hacking our system. They're going to affect our power grids. No, we got way more going on that. This is homegrown right here. And no, they don't work for the Russians.
Yeah, and see, and everything, have you noticed that everything is technology that they're giving away free? I just got it. I just got free internet. Well, that's technology. They can spy on you with that shit. You got a free phone. You all happy, lobby box. That phone, you don't know what that phone is connected up on. It's a government phone.
You got
a government phone. You got a government internet. You got a government everything. So what's going on? Because, in other words, they gonna control you through technology. They even made movies. They got Samuel Jackson got a movie called The Cell. Came out in the 90s. Look at that movie. And see where he they were giving out free government phones, and these phones, they could tap into you with heart.
Yeah, was that the movie? What about that movie called Cell, where everyone had phones, and then when they hit that frequency, what happened to everybody?
Right.
Yeah, brother,
got that stuff right in there. And see,
yeah, go ahead, brother Drew. Brother Drew's trying to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to chime in there. I was on the phone the other day, man. I couldn't stop my phone from going through all my files. It was just going through everything. The only way I could stop it, I cut it off. I couldn't. It was just going through all my data.
Yeah, and they're doing that to the laptops and desktops, too. And you know the best time that they do that? Because most people, when they charge their phone out of habit, do not shut it off. I'm guilty of that, too. And one night, I got up, must have been 2-3 in the morning. I got up. You know, having one of those old guy moments, getting up, looked over on my desk, and I saw my screens, whole screen sliding by. I don't have anything animated on my phone.
Right.
So I knew it wasn't some game or something like that running. I walked over, and I held it long enough to shut it off. But they've got some kind of override that they're putting. And here's the other thing, Brother Drew, we need to pay attention to. Okay, so my car model is a 2011. You know that, yes, every car has a car computer. And you know that my car's computer is nowhere in comparison to a Cadillac or anything else that's high-ended. And even these trucks, it's not high-ended like that. But check this out. I got in the mail yesterday to come over to the dealership because they want to install anti-theft software onto the car's computer. You know who that's for?
No.
That's to stop you from putting your own key in the car and thinking you're going to go somewhere. And through a code lockdown, your car, which would already be programmed, will not have authorization for you to drive your own vehicle. And your car is not a smart car. It's the closest thing they're getting it to being a smart car. The same thing with IoT garments and stuff like that that's in the hospital. So they call and they said that all of these clothes that monitor your vitals and stuff like that in these hospitals and clinics now, but they say you can hack all of that. They're turning everything into technology-based. Your coffee pot can now be connected to the network. Your refrigerator,
right.
Your stove, all of these things. One guy got locked out of his house for 2 weeks because he had a smart house. He got locked out of his house for 2 weeks because something using some AI-based program that software ultimately talks to counted him as an invader, a home invader, or some crap like that. And here it is, the man couldn't get in his home. For 2 weeks, he was locked out of his house.
Well, yeah, I can concur to that. I got a message while I was driving the other day on that came on the screen. It said the car dealership is receiving data of your location. I said, huh? And it asked me, do you want to keep this on or enable, disable? So I turned it off. They was already doing it while I was driving.
And guess what? In case you don't want to say yes, guess what's the other thing that they did? You remember when they first, just before as they started that COVID lockdown, you remember just before they did that or close to it? Once they rolled out some software that all phone providers had no option to not to say no to it. This thing was in your phone, and it automatically did an install. It didn't even need your permission. This
right.
is where they're pushing right now. They know that there's a bunch of what they call dissenters who's not going to go for this. Now, all of this, without mentioning which Brother Dawali is trying to bring up, the specific or the individual's executive orders, all of this is governed by those executive orders. They already put this in place already. They agreed to do this. So here it is now. We're looking at the after effects all while it's happening live. This
right.
is what we're dealing with now. So we're downrange of this thing. And we're going, okay, look, they put this into play, and yet everyone and the politicians are playing this game of keeping everybody, quote-unquote, lulled to sleep. Well, people are actually getting angry now, especially when it looks like their lives are in jeopardy.
Hey, you know what else they do with technology, Brother Meher? They have these cars. I don't know if y'all seen the cars with the cameras on the that's mounted
yeah.
on the cars. Well, those
mm-hmm.
they read the license plate, they can tell where you were any time of the day. Once that car reader reads your license plate and they ever look for your car, they can tell what area you've been in, where you're going. I mean,
well,
they
not just
punch
that.
The license
they can
plate.
Also they can also use your car camera to be looking for somebody else. That's what they call total awareness network, which means that you're driving somewhere, you are aware of your camera, you see it, however, you don't know that it's feeding more information than just you viewing on your panel what you're looking at. No, this thing is taking in a lot of information, is processing this information, and someone that they're looking for that you're completely unaware of, they got it off your car, camera, and you didn't know that they did that. That's part
deep.
Of the total awareness network.
That's deep. That's
yeah,
deep.
Yeah, involuntarily. They're using your own tech. Look, what did they say? Looked at somebody's door cam. Because they're beyond looking at cams in the street on these light poles and stuff. No, they use a camera anywhere that if they have access to. And no, they don't need. And they're not asking your permission. I'm not saying whether they need it or not. No, they're not asking your permission. So you drive by some dirt road, and here it is, there's some guy they're looking for who then, quote-unquote, let's say, escaped out of jail, and all of a sudden your camera then picked them up, and police don't need to notify you to ask you nothing. They don't have to say, hey, while you was running the road, did you see anybody strangely walking the road or acting strange? No, they don't need to do that no more.
And I learned something last week. My tight partner that I play chess with,
mm-hmm.
He's a truck driver for FedEx. And he told me, he said, Meatball, we got 8 cameras on our truck. He drives a tractor trailer. He said, they got a camera
right.
inside watching me. He said, they got a camera on the two limbs, all side the truck, in case you have an accident or something. You can't lie no more about you was in the wrong or who was in the wrong or who was in the right. They got 8 cameras. Oh, no. He said all the trucking companies is going to that now, but they ain't watching
yeah.
you inside of that. Now, let's look
yeah.
at
Yeah, and they're using these cameras for everything, Brother Dawadia. You got other agencies who are paying top dollar to these companies that what they call gold mine this information, okay, harvesting it from various different databases. Law enforcement, I mean, there's law enforcement, they got access to every kind of database that you don't, whether you think it's important or not. And here it is, you got people who ain't paid their car note, whatever the case might be, because you know they always had these vehicles up and down the road anyway, that here it is, you like, oh, yes, that's a normal-looking utility vehicle. Yeah, it's probably a telecom company. No, that's some guy who was paid to get on the highway as many hours as he can stand, and all he's doing is driving up and down, and all of a sudden they start pinpointing where they think your location may be because you didn't took a vehicle that you haven't paid your note on, and you didn't cut and run, and you no longer live at the address you was at now, and they're going to find you. They're going to find you. And this is where it's at. They're going to find you. That's one way to do it.
Let's look at something. Executive Order number 10995 provides for the government, if he put the National Register into it, it provides for the government to take over communication medium. They already done took over that.
Let's
do what we call the funeral rites. Executive Order 10997, provide to take over all electrical power, petroleum, gas, fuel, and minerals. The government already done did that.
Yep.
Provide, Executive Order number 10998, provide for a takeover of all food resources and farms. Ain't they did that?
Yep.
Executive Order number 10999, provide for a takeover of all modes of transportation and control of highways, seaports, etc. Ain't that already happened?
It's already happened.
Provide, 1101, provide for government takeover of, Barack did this one, provide for takeover of all health, education, and welfare functions.
Yeah, I've done that. And they've also done it through the most recent deal with the pandemic. All of a sudden, it's like, what is it? Someone corrected, someone called themselves, given a rebuttal to something that, and these are white folks standing up now, to something that Biden said. Biden was talking about the children in regard to, I guess, something to do with health and stuff, and he referred to them as belonging to the government, or it's the way he said it, and this white woman said, no, our children, their children belong to them, talking about as the parents. Their children belong to them. Now, you see who's going to be willing to put up a quote-unquote fight, because most of these black folks, you know, in terms of starting with the ladies first, they're not putting up no kind of fight. Because, first of all, their minds are not wired to think the way that white woman responded.
Yeah,
that man busts down that door and say, hand me your kids, they're going to hand them over. Trust that. They're going to do that.
1103, provide for the government to take over airports and aircraft.
They've done
that.
TSA, Homeland, TSA under the Department of Homeland Security. Remember, TSA has always existed.
Right. Okay.
And then at some point, I remember 7 years ago when I was putting in these routers as a subcontract at the various different airports, that's when I learned TSA uniform didn't change. They still TSA. However, it said under the Department of Homeland Security. So something merged. They merged one into the other. And that's when I learned that, probably back in 2008 or 9. They had just merged it.
Okay, Executive Order 1104. Provide for the housing and financial authority to, listen to this, relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned and unsafe, and establish new locations for population.
They got that. That's what FEMA is about.
Federal
Emergency Management. Yeah, management agents. That's what they're about.
1105, provide for the government to take over railroads, inland waterfront, public storage facilities. They already did that. Now, Executive Order 1100, they ain't did that yet. It says provide for mobilization of all civilians into work
for days
on the government supervision.
Yeah, that's why they need a World War III or something that's
right.
Going to cause a major catastrophe. They need it. They need this. So Russia is going, what the hell is wrong with you guys in America? You guys are losing. You didn't lost your mind talking about the government and all that. But, you know, and man, listen, I can't add any more on to what you're saying. But yeah, that's the last thing. And see, here it is. They're rehearsing. It's, you know, people said all the military in the street, this, that, and the other. I said, listen, first of all, they killed 2 and 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10 birds with one stone. Okay. Yes, it's the normal time for annual training, okay, because I served in, as well as active duty, I served in the reserves too. And active duty, we don't call it annual training. It's an FTX, field training exercise. Active National Guard and Reserves, we call them annual training, which is our FTX and SDX, situational training. All of that's all rolled into one. And it so happens that the nature of how they were to conduct their training is the entire summer. So it begins in May, and then it ends somewhere around late August, maybe early September. And here it is. All you see is stuff moving through the streets, and all the guy who's actually participating is saying, hey, listen, this is part of my annual training. And so now you're supposed to be disarmed by the fact that he said it's his annual training. Well, that's exactly what he knows to say to you. However, those of us who look at what this is, oh, yeah, this reminds me of Rex 84, which is the King Alfred plan. I heard of King Alfred plan, but until I joined the National Guard back in when I got back from Germany, like in 81, 82, we had this thing called REX 84. But see, they didn't use the term in the military, King Alfred. It was op plan, operational plan, REX 84. And then here it is later on, I found out, wait a minute, Mahir, you participated in that? Yeah, it's joint training, all this kind of stuff we were doing that we never did before. Urban warfare training, we've done all of that. It was like, okay, that's part of the King Alfred plan. I'm like, what the hell is King Alfred plan? So now I had to be schooled and educated on what the heck. And at the time, I was probably about 23. You know what I mean? And I had to be educated on what the hell King Alfred plan is because I'd never heard of it. And that's the story that's out here in the street. All these executive orders that you're reading, these people have never heard of this. Maybe the listening audience may be on top of it, but those who have never heard this, they don't know. King Alfred plan. So that's why I mentioned it. King Alfred plan, also known as Rex 84. Look that up.
We studied about that in the 60s. That was real popular. Everybody was talking about that. But see, these executive orders, he don't need any. He could, when the pandemic hit, they could have put this in place. Then any kind of national emergency,
they could.
If they think that Russia is going to attack us, here come these executive orders that this one person will take over, and it's going to come because protocol says it's going to come because they're going to do away with all state constitutions. They're going to do away with all political parties. We're going to be up under one party, federal.
Yeah.
The federal party. Which
federal,
is the first party.
And it's going to be very draconian.
Right.
Draconian. Sneezing wrong can cause you to have your nose removed. Simple.
Right.
And anybody who's confused about that, look up that guy, Emperor Draconius, and how vicious and vile this guy was. That's why they call it draconian law.
Yeah, and you see, ain't a damn thing you do about it.
No, because it's such a thing as things have gone so far, and have gone too far that you can't pull back out of it. You know, It's like, what happened? It's like, look, you served in the Navy, right? So you know this whole thing about if you was on an aircraft carrier and stuff like that, they tell you don't get too close to the engines because you can be sucked in.
Right.
Well, the
right.
person who's gotten too close to the damn engine, he already knows the danger. He knows the risk. And guess what? He made a mistake and stepped one step too close, and now he got sucked in. And he already knew before he dies what's going on.
Yes, the plane captain got to know that when you're on the deck of an aircraft carrier, and they doing routine, you better know what you're doing. You know, that jet engine will suck you into it. Suck you right into it. You can see that. I mean, What we are talking about is I don't know too many people even know about this, black or white, because this came out in 62. A lot of people weren't even born in 62. Hell, I was born in 62, but shit, I'm playing football. I'm a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, and 62, I was, you said in February, I wasn't even a year old yet, so I was still in Ivory Snow diapers and rubber pants sucking on a pacifier.
Yeah.
So all the Similac and all this crap wasn't even invented yet. I was born in 61.
And all this stuff was going down, getting put in place when we didn't know nothing about it. You see, but we stumbled upon it when we, through studying, through an intense study. And,
yeah, exactly.
And we wanted to enlighten the people to this because these executive orders is highly in place. You have the slightest idea of what's going to come down, the pipe. We are in the 6th year of a Democratic and Republican constitution, old Roman constitution or government. It tells you that it goes through 4 stations. You're in Antarctica now, where it produces a mob form of government, which is the Democratic Party. The mob form, they classify that as the mob form of government. Well, we already into it. We already into it.
Well, listen, I want you to keep something in mind. This is in the world. This is in the realm of everything walking around, posing as a human. Okay, is not. Hey, hold on a second, okay? Yeah, don't go anywhere. Hold on a second. Hi. Give me a second here.
We still on now, Brother Drew. I mean,
hey, I'm back. Okay, what I wanted to say was this. Never forget this. And Brother Drew, you may find this interesting, if not humorous. So in one of Biden's speeches, he was talking about the Senate and his time and participation in the Senate. Okay, we got a commercial?
I was actually... playing some before people would know we were still on.
Got you.
So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. So remember, we talked about, he mentioned 247 years, Brother Duarte, and this, that, and the other, right? Never forget this. Biden said and was talking about when he came to Senate over 125 years ago. I don't know if, do y'all remember that? Because I do. And
no,
I posted it up there on the Facebook group. It is him talking, and he was talking about Senate and the things and his participation, how long he said. And he remembered when he came to the Senate over 125 years ago. And he said what? And most people say, oh, yeah, he's old and this, that, and he just slipped. No, ain't no slippage here, okay? Pay attention to what this guy said. Okay, so I was like, this may explain why their level of decadence and deprivation is as severe and is as advanced as it is, because they're living way longer.
That's good observation.
Yeah, I remember when he said that, because everybody thought he was crazy. Oh, they wore him out on the news meeting for that clip. They wore him out.
Yeah. That's interesting. And check your mute button, Brother Maher.
What we talking to, they might have bounced us off.
I was thinking, because can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Now we can.
Okay. I was making a point about how they're leaking it out, the information that America is the true old world, and they're discussing very aspects of things, talking about the White House itself is over 1,200 years old itself. Okay? Structures around here. Yeah. Trump... just talking about things, and he mentioned the Empire State Building in New York is over 800 years old. What are we talking about here? Because as an ex-engineer officer and one familiar with Earth's moving operations where we can tear down mountains today and relocate those things if necessary, damn near, how 200 years ago, a cotton picker, a guy making drinking moonshine, a slave driver, cattle rancher, how is this guy able to put a dome on each of our state's capitol buildings without a crane, without heavy equipment? How did he do that? He didn't do that. But they told us in history somebody by the name of so-and-so did this. It's a lie. It's a lie. They auctioned off all the stuff that they saw in sight, including the so-called building that they call today the Capitol Hill, the White House. They auctioned all of that stuff off. Manhattan was already built up. And New York City was completely built out. South Bronx, all of that stuff. And they found here in Texas, all over the place, structures that was already well in play. But they're trying to give credit to somebody else, bro. Brother Drew, this is what they're doing. So if these things are old and we got some of these folks around here that we know is a problem to us, then, and you hear somebody like Biden, they trying to right away say, oh, he just had a slip. He has dementia. No, dementia ain't got nothing to do with the man telling you that he came to the Senate 125 years ago. And I'm saying that explains why their method of evil and demonology is so damn perfected.
Right.
It's a possible explanation why they so damn stay so good at what they're doing.
He's a clone.
And they're trying to make the technology in place catch up the technology, reverse engineer, and caught up fast enough to make their dreams come true in terms of how they actually do everybody else that's in this day and age as we exist today. That's the only thing that's holding them back is advanced technology. Advanced technology because it's not here fast enough in mass numbers that they need it in, they can't do us in as badly as they would really want to do us in. Give them a short period of time. If they have all that right technology, what did it say? It says some quote in the New Testament, right? If the days are not shortened, there will be no flesh left alive to save. And that came from a whole other source. They already know. It's a wrap. And then we're going to be at questioning everybody in the spirit realm. What the hell was this about? And that day of questioning is also in the Old Testament, too. It said, we're going to judge all those who sit in heaven. We're going to be on them. We're going to be on that ass. Excuse my friends, you're going to be on that ass. We want to know what kind of deals you guys made, and you guys are not gods. All that's coming. Okay?
So...
how they say, play silly games, win silly prizes.
So we hope that we have enlightened you on something that happened before most some of us were born and some of us still was playing with toys and playing with football. This is 1962. We didn't know anything about this knowledge. So we hope we have enlightened you on something that happened way before we even know anything about knowledge or even going off into investigating that this was already here. Shema Yahweh, Yah Abba Ika, Kamadi Yah. Next week, brother, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that old term, racial term, all the beautiful names that white folks done named us, and it was legal. But in 1970, you remained yourself a black African American. When you say you're black African American, that means that you call yourself an American. You wondering why they took affirmative action away from you? Affirmative action was for Negroes that was colored people. Once you said that you was an American, affirmative action is not for an American. It was for the emancipated slave, which called himself a Negro, and the Supreme Court took it away from him. And now you are
Yeah, Clarence Thomas, they're mad as hell at him. And Clarence Thomas said he is one of those people who is descendant of those who grew up in Georgia. Descendant of the thing. He said that's who affirmative action was. It's not all these other brown people who didn't show up and the Haitians and all of them. We got no hate for them, but goddamn it, they're not part of this experience. And all of the people who have been protesting, the Nigerian, Kenyan, and this, that, and the other, where they have master's degree and advanced degrees in all the different colleges, none of those people is us. And he said it's time to collapse this. Because who's been using the affirmative action is mostly those who are not us. Now, they mad. Be mad. That's all I have to say. Be mad.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Come out of y'all.